2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at kslpodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Right now, downtown, 43 degrees.
Crash-free start to the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
The coronavirus, a special hour at Utah's Morning News.
New COVID-19 testing machines are on the way to Utah, where the goal is to test up to 7,000 people every day.
The coronavirus. Our live team coverage begins with KSL News Radio's Mary Richards. Mary?
Amanda, these new testing machines are going to allow the state to get closer to that daily testing goal. They are from Abbott Laboratories, and the FDA just approved them on Friday. They're being shipped around the country starting today. They can deliver results in as little as 5 minutes, perhaps up to 15. They use the same technology as rapid flu tests. But Utah still needs enough test kits and supplies like swabs and masks to be able to use these machines effectively. Governor Herbert has said testing is a challenge, but also the solution. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
It's been a very busy 3 weeks for Pure Maintenance. Company owner Brandon Adams says their dry fog technology can purify homes and buildings of COVID-19.
Coronavirus is an enveloped virus, which is actually really low on the spectrum of things that are easy to kill.
He says many household cleaners can actually kill the virus, but it's difficult to make sure you have actually disinfected all of the contact spots found in your home or business.
A big donation to help those fighting the virus is coming from the hardware chain Harbor Freight. Spokesman Craig Hoffman says they're giving their whole inventory of personal protective equipment to hospitals across the country.
The gloves, the N95 masks, and the face shields that our medical personnel really need. And we realize these are products that we sell every day.
Hoffman says they're distributing 44 million gloves, 200,000 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Some social media influencers with connections to Utah are taking some heat for hopping into an RV and leaving New York City when they were supposed to self-quarantine. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with their story. John.
Tim, despite calls for New York City residents to self-quarantine to prevent the spread of COVID-19, Naomi Davis packed up an RV with her husband and five kids to, quote, head out west. The move by the native Utah who has since moved to New York City has drawn the ire of some of her 500,000 followers on Instagram. I'm so scared that this decision will influence your followers to do the same, wrote one follower, while another commented, I can only imagine what it must be like to try to contain five kids in an apartment, but this is a pretty thoughtless decision. Davis blogs at Love Taza, where she shares parenting tips, recipes, and details of her life. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Utah Jazz star Rudy Gobert is working out again. He was the first NBA player to test positive for the coronavirus back on March 11th. It shut down most sports across the U.S. almost immediately. Recently, he was cleared of the virus. Yesterday, he posted a photo and video of himself on Instagram working out again. Donovan Mitchell also tested positive but never had symptoms. He continues to practice social distancing.
Congress looks to pour more money into the economy. Let's get our top national stories and check back in with Sean Michael Lyle. He's live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, another stimulus bill is in the works. President Trump focuses on infrastructure.
I'm suggesting $2 trillion. We redo our roads, our highways, our bridges.
He says with interest rates near zero, now's the time to fund projects. House Speaker Pelosi agrees another bill is needed and is offering a list of social programs to support workers and low-income households. The Federal Reserve announced plans to act as a global central bank in order to keep worldwide interest rates down. Foreign central banks will be able to swap the U.S. Treasury securities they hold for cash. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. The New York tri-state area remains the epicenter of the pandemic, but Louisiana, Florida, and now Michigan and Illinois are the latest growing hotspots. And MIT research finds the 6-foot spacing for social distancing not enough. 27 feet between people is needed to protect against infected air droplets. Dr. Tony Fauci at the White House briefing says that's misleading.
You go way back and go, achoo, and go like that, you might get 27 feet.
He says if someone sneezes like that, step away. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Like a, it sounds like a seed spinning competition at the county fair or something going on.
All right. A 6-point magnitude earthquake strikes north of Boise, Idaho, renewing fears for many in the Beehive State. Details from KSL-TV's Andrew Adams.
This earthquake may have struck well outside of a metropolitan area, but it was still a little too close for comfort to Salt Lake City. Seismologists say be grateful the 6.5 magnitude quake didn't happen here. The good news, scientists say, is that the two quakes don't appear to be correlated. That said, the threat of a big quake in Utah still exists.
Seismologists say while there is a chance of a 6.5 quake along the Wasatch Fault, it's no more or less of a chance than before the Magna quake 2 weeks ago.
All right, coming up on KSL. So what exactly is a close contact when talking about potential exposure to COVID-19?
And Triple Team Traffic.
It's me. Light traffic heading into Salt Lake. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
All right, Andy. Thank you. KSL News Time 6:05.
Your constant news source and companion. Play KSL on your Amazon Alexa at home and stream our in-depth talk coverage all day. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com.
Let's talk about Home Essentials. I'm not referring to toilet paper and hand sanitizer. It's how to keep things working when you need them most. If you have stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Air flowing past the coil in your air conditioner keeps it from freezing up. If your filters are dirty and plugged, your filter might as well be a board, because air can't pass through it, which causes coils to freeze up like blocks of ice, usually when it's the hottest, when you need AC the most, and when at Whipple Service Champions we're slammed. Easy peasy, call Whipple Service Champions now for a $44 deep dive comprehensive AC tune-up. If you've got stuff on the fritz, get it fixed now. Plumbing, heating, air conditioning, electrical, indoor air quality and drain cleaning, everything's on sale. Be prepared. For everyone's safety, with an abundance of caution, we have implemented strict policies and procedures to remain at your service. Call Whipple Service Champions 801-444-FAST.
Whipple, they come, plumbing troubles all gone.
We heard about the pandemic and chose to be part of the solution.
You've saved and invested for retirement. That's a great start. But it's what you do with that money that really matters. How could you legally pay fewer taxes in retirement? How could you avoid losing tens of thousands of dollars in Social Security benefits? And how do you ensure you don't run through your entire life savings far too soon? Get the answers to these questions and more on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
Governor Herbert has directed Utahns to stay safe from the coronavirus by staying home. We all need to limit trips to only essential travel, like work, grocery shopping, and restaurant takeout. Telework if you can. Use technology to stay connected with your friends and family. Enjoy the outdoors, but keep your distance as you exercise, hike, or take a walk. Stay safe, stay home, save lives. Get more information at coronavirus.utah.gov.
Maybe you're just joining us this morning as word has come that new COVID-19 testing machines are on their way to Utah, and the goal eventually and hopefully sometime in the near future, we'll be able to test up to 7,000 of us every day.
The Centers for Disease Control is issuing new guidelines on who qualifies as a close contact. Correspondent Jim Rube is in Los Angeles with more for America in the Morning.
Los Angeles County Public Health Director Dr. Barbara Ferrer says it's a bit complicated, but what hasn't changed first is that a close contact is someone who has been within 6 feet of an infected person for at least 10 minutes. Now, as far as the rest.
So in the past, a close contact was somebody who came in contact with a case while the case was symptomatic. So I got sick. I had symptoms. A whole bunch of you were around me the day I had symptoms. We worked really closely together, or we lived together. You're all my close contacts. CDC has changed the definition to acknowledge that you're a close contact if you have had contact with a positive or presumed positive person within 48 hours of that person beginning to experience symptoms.
So now if I find out I'm positive today, I have to look back at the last 2 days and determine who was in close contact with me even before I had symptoms, and then I have to contact all those folks because they now need to go self-quarantine because they're considered a close contact now. Dr. Ferrer says it's based on emerging new science that many have already suspected from, well, nearly the start.
But it's now acknowledged in some well-known science and research studies that there, in fact, is the possibility for people to infect other people before they show any signs of symptoms. And that's why we're now going back 48 hours from the time somebody has some symptoms to identify what may be the close contacts of a person who is positive and or presumed positive.
And even if you are told you will not be tested, but you show symptoms, you have to contact everyone you've been around for the past 2 days. Jim Roop, Los Angeles.
Boy, you can start to see how complicated this gets with so many asymptomatic people out there, or people with very mild symptoms, and the fact that you could actually be sharing some of the virus 48 hours before you even know you're sick. Mm-hmm. Keeping an eye on
and
it.
And you start to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah, why China did what they did and had such a blanket shutdown in order to make sure that they got everyone. I mean, their policy, I was reading this morning, was no one left behind. No one.
Yeah.
Which is how they, I think, swept everyone in so as not to have us guessing, well, am I a close contact? Am I not a close contact? In China, I'm sure that we would push back on some of this because we wouldn't want to be, you know, focusing on the collective more than the individual liberty. But that's how they shut it down, perhaps faster.
Well, there's also a lot of suspicion these days that the numbers we got and we are getting from that part of the world are not accurate with exactly what happened over there. We need to check your traffic and weather together here. Triple Team Traffic, as a matter of fact, first thing this morning, brought to you by Mountain America, Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. Here's Andy.
And we start off in good shape through Salt Lake County. Light traffic on I-15 so far, and a little bit of heavy traffic westbound 80 as you cross the railroad tracks in the construction heading into Tooele County. But coming out of it, SR-36, 201, both looking good. Eric?
Not seeing any major problems on I-80 through the mountains, although we do have some slow-moving eastbound vehicles going by Mountain Dell Reservoir. That's the East Canyon exit. And around the Lambs Canyon area, so probably just some slow-moving semis. I-15 in Utah County, northbound, southbound. No problems so far. Heather?
Not too much traffic in Davis County. A few cars on the road are at speed, and that's on I-15, Legacy Parkway, and the West Side Belt if you're heading to the airport. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And how warm do we get today, Grant?
We're going to mix of sun and clouds today. High temperatures at 56. Could see some showers this evening, and then more showers possible tomorrow. It's cooler, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
We're about 10 degrees cooler than we were yesterday at this time. It's 43 downtown.
We'll hear from the mayor of Fort Lauderdale in a moment about the issues he's facing and whether or not to allow a ship to dock there that has a number of sick patients. I mean, these are the questions that a mayor has to address. That's just ahead on KSL News Radio.
Stay with us coming up next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks for listening this morning to Utah's news station. I know I say this a lot, that I've had some fun driving any Honda vehicle, but we have had the experience of a lifetime to get behind the wheel of many of the models that Honda offers. And for me, the Honda Pilot, the 2020 Pilot, is something I wanted to share with you. Thanks to Brandon, by the way, at Kengarve Honda downtown. This is all-wheel drive and something they call intelligent management tracking, which helps with the traction in the snow, mud, or sand, hands-free power tailgate. We aren't too worried about snowy roads these days, but let's face it, if you're going to get something like the Pilot, you're going to run it through its paces, probably off-road, and maybe get out and do some fishing or some camping, and you want to make sure that that kind of technology comes in handy. It was, by the way, 2019's Best Buy midsize SUV. Check out the Honda Pilot.
You know, the Honda CR-V is reminding me that now that I can't go and do the things that I used to do to have fun, like go to the movies or go to a sporting event, driving is fun. Driving is fun when you have a Honda CR-V, the 2020 CR-V. Thank you, Blaine, up in Young Auto Mall in Logan. Thanks to everybody up in Logan, and the Honda dealers all over the state are just fantastic. But this CR-V is so sporty and so much fun to drive. It's got the wireless phone charging and all the things, all the safety features I appreciate about Honda. Like, it detects if I cross over the line for 1 second, it lets me know. It's just, you go out and you test drive and then you buy a Honda, you're going to love it.
And remember, the more you compare, the more you know it's time to buy a Honda from your Utah Honda dealers.
Whether you're military, active, or a vet, or you served right here at home as a first responder or frontline medical, you know more than most that PTSD is real.
Does it seem like no matter what you've tried, it just doesn't work? Imagine what it would be like if you could really ease your PTSD. Maybe it's time to take a different treatment approach. It's time to reset your brain and reset your life. Therapy Reset just might be the answer you've been searching for. Visit ResetUtah.com and see if you're a candidate for ketamine infusion therapy. What does that do for you? The answer just might surprise you. Whether you're a vet, active military, first responder, or frontline medical, there is a discount for you. Tame your PTSD. Find out more. Visit ResetUtah.com today. The consultation is free, and the result could be life-changing. Visit ResetUtah.com.
KSL News Time, 6:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
new COVID testing machines give results quickly, just like rapid flu tests, and more of those machines are on their way to Utah. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, no serious damage has been reported so far after yesterday's 6.5 magnitude quake in central Idaho. Some people in northern Utah reported the shaking a little before 6 o'clock last night.
Third, of course, keeping an eye on the roads this morning, brought to you by Mount America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
So far, no crashes to report, good traffic conditions and light patterns into and out of Salt Lake City. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds are up to 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, it is 43 degrees downtown with KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. World health officials say the spread of COVID-19 is actually slowed and overwhelmed Italy. But here, the fight is just beginning. Here's ABC's Whit Johnson.
A somber milestone. Coronavirus killing more people in the U.S. than the terror attacks of 9/11. More than 4,000 falling to COVID-19. The loss of life only expected to climb. The White House Coronavirus Task Force revealing grim models, estimating the virus could kill between 100 and 240,000 people in the U.S. alone. President Trump warning Americans of a painful 2 to 3 weeks ahead.
So what can we do? Stay at home. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams on Good Morning America.
When you look at places like California that aggressively mitigated and social distanced, they were able to level and flatten their curves. And so we're looking at this next 30 days as an opportunity for the entire country to really understand if we do the right things, then we can flatten our curves in our own different areas.
You're listening to ABC News.
All right, let's go in depth here. Two cruise ships are desperately trying to find a place to dock. One of the ships is carrying dozens of sick passengers, while the passengers deemed healthy are on the other ship.
Fort Lauderdale, Florida Mayor Dean Trantalis spoke with CNN about the issues they are facing as they decide if the boats can dock there.
We are in the midst of a humanitarian crisis here. No one denies that. And John, let's face it, we have sick people there and we have well people. But we have to be able to allow people to step off the ship and to be able to come return to their families, whether they be in Florida, anywhere in this country, or anywhere around the world. But we cannot do it so willy-nilly. We have to be sure that we're taking precautions. We cannot, there can be no missteps in this process.
Right.
So in Oakland, the Port of Oakland, California, what did they do? They systematically removed people from the ships, and those people that were not symptomatic, they were quarantined for 14 days. Those that were symptomatic or suffering from an illness, they were directly given medical assistance. That's what we want here in Fort Lauderdale.
Let me just tell you what Carnival says their plan is here. They say, yes, there are nearly 200 with flu-like symptoms on Zandam, but they say passengers who appear healthy can disembark and go home, would travel home by charter or domestic flights, would self-quarantine once home. Passengers showing flu-like symptoms quarantined on ship for 14 days. Most serious patients medevac flights to local hospitals. So that's not enough for you?
Well, look at what you just said. Allow to self-quarantine. Allow them to go from the port to the airport. What happens in between? What remedy is being sought to be able to ensure that the local population is not going to be infected by a virus that's extremely contagious, that's deadly with no known cure, and you're asking these folks to disembark and be able to go on their way without any supervision? It's all in the honor system. Look, we're not trying to hold these ships back. In fact, we're not holding them out at sea. They're still not here, but they're on the horizon. They're ready to come tomorrow. And yet, we still don't have a plan in place. What is that about? So I'm meeting with the CEO of Holland America today. We're going to see, I'm going to see how I can contribute to the solution. We want these ill people to find immediate medical assistance. We want those people that have been exposed to the virus to be able to, we have to be comfortable in knowing that they are being quarantined in such a way that they do not infect the rest of the community.
I keep going back because we've had this situation with two other cruise ships already, the one that was docked in Japan for a while and the one that finally came to the docks there in Oakland. Dr. Fauci, or as some have started to refer to him on social media, the Fauci. he said at the time, get those people off that ship. You know, even if you have to quarantine them in separate locations, get them off the ship. And I can't imagine having family members. I was listening on the way in this morning on America in the Morning and heard from a woman whose dad is on that ship. And you want to get them out of that environment as quickly as possible and get them in a bigger space.
And if you're going to require quarantining, I think that's absolutely reasonable. And, you know, taking them from the ship to the quarantine, I see why the mayor would require that.
Yeah.
But, yeah, get them off the ship.
Going to keep an eye on that story, obviously, for a resolution, hopefully for all those families involved, on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
Just past 6:19, let's get another look at Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
And we start off in good shape, I-15 through Salt Lake County at the full speed limit. Haven't seen any city street crashes in Salt Lake or slowdowns on I-80 coming out of Tooele County. Eric?
The major feeders in Utah County to the freeway look pretty good right now from Highway 6 and Spanish Fork and northbound all the way up towards the freeway entrance at Timpanogos Highway if you're out in Highland, Cedar Hills, Alpine. And, in between, you've got a normal 24-minute travel time from Spanish Fork to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
No problems in Weber and Davis County. We've got good speeds. It's a 30-minute commute southbound I-15 from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. No backups on US 89 at any of the major intersections and no accidents reported. This Easter, draw closer to Jesus Christ through music with the Tabernacle Choir and Orchestra at Temple Square. Experience Handel's Messiah Friday, April 10th at 7 p.m. Visit tabchoir.org/messiah for details. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9th. Today would be a great day to get out and do some yard work if you're headed into spring. The 7-day forecast even brings a little rain in it.
Mixes on the clouds, 56 today. Some showers tonight, more showers tomorrow in 45. Partly cloudy Friday, 52. 59 on Saturday with some showers that evening. More rain Sunday, 61. Rain Monday, 57. More rain Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now it's 41 downtown.
We're well into 2020. Are you where you thought you would be in your career? Getting you where you want to go is what the University of Utah's MBA programs and executive education are all about. There's an MBA format for every career stage with day, evening, weekend, and online schedules. As an MBA student, you'll gain access to one-on-one career coaching, professional development tools, and networking opportunities to help you find a new job, get a promotion and raise, or launch your own business. All of this is built into the program, and it results in some strong career outcomes for their students. University of Utah full-time MBA graduates report an average 105% salary increase. Part-time MBA graduates report an average 25 to 35% salary increase, and more than half report receiving a promotion while on the program. The University of Utah's MBA programs are accepting applications for 2020. To receive an MBA application fee waiver, visit utahmba.com/KSL. That's utahmba.com/KSL.
Have you been diagnosed with cataracts? It can be scary, but I want you to know something. Hope's Vision's cataract surgeons are trusted experts with decades of experience in restoring vision loss due to the development of cataracts. And Hope's Vision has two new lens options in their toolbox, the light adjustable lens and the Panoptix trifocal lens. The new light adjustable lens gives surgeons the potential to provide unparalleled visual outcomes by customizing lens power. The Panoptix trifocal lens is designed to provide clear vision for near, intermediate, and far distance. Imagine reading and enjoying your favorite hobbies, working out, and even driving at night with reduced dependency on glasses. Hoops Vision offers the latest technology for improved outcomes. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com to schedule your cataract screening. Hoops Vision. world-class leaders in modern cataract surgery. Call 877-30-LASIK or visit hoopsvision.com.
There isn't one person the coronavirus hasn't affected. Restaurants and common areas are closed and most employees are working from home. Oh, and don't forget the earthquake. This is Jeff Jr. from Trajan Wealth, and I want you to know that we're here for you and available for any financial questions you may have. We're virtual, and we can help you even over the phone. The stock market sold off very quickly and took many people by surprise. We've been proactive with our clients to help mitigate losses, but understand others may not have been so lucky. Now is not the time to stick your head in the sand. It's a time to take action and work with a local, trusted financial firm who has your best interest in mind. So if you have questions or just want to talk, you can do everything from the convenience of your home. Call us. We're here for you and want to help. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
And the news is brought to you by Trajan Wealth.
Just in case you forgot, it's an election year. Details from Sean Michael Lyle at the KSL National News Desk, brought to you by Superior Water and Air.
Yeah, you remember that the race is still on for the White House. Bernie Sanders continues his campaign for the Democratic nomination, telling NBC he still hopes to win.
There is a path. It is admittedly a narrow path.
Frontrunner Joe Biden thinks there might not be a Democratic National Convention, at least not a conventional one. He also says the election itself should be changed.
I think we should be looking to all-mail ballots across the board to begin with, because it's an easier way for people to vote.
By statute, the election must be held the first Tuesday after November 1st. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
Watching Utah's Money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. The current pandemic has changed the way Americans shop because of necessity. Adobe Analytics says the number of people who buy online and then pick up items curbside at the store has grown 97% from last year. KSL Drives Now. Kia says its auto plant in Slovakia will resume production on April 6th. The company says employees will come back to work under strict preventative measures. That plant employs about 3,800 people. And Xerox has withdrawn its hostile takeover bid of HP. The company says the economic disruption and falling stock prices because of coronavirus pandemic made that acquisition problematic.
Let's get a look at your money at this moment. And the futures markets are down. Dow futures down 841. That's about 3.8%. The S&P futures down 96. That's 3.75%. And the NASDAQ futures down 247. That's just shy of 3.25%.
So far, so good on the roads. We'll get the latest for you next.
Management Minute is a service of the MBA program in the John M. Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. I'm Professor Scott Hammond. Years ago, I worked with a colleague who cheated me. He cost me a small sum of money at a critical time, but it cost my colleague so much more. Without my trust and the trust of others that he had cheated, he was cut out of so many opportunities, so many affiliations, and so much success. John Huntsman Sr. taught that integrity is an essential lubricant for any successful business.
Integrity, without it, nothing else counts, and with it, nothing else counts. That's a very critical part of business, is a man's or a woman's honor and integrity.
Learn more about ethical leadership in an MBA program at the Huntsman School of Business at Utah State University. Go to HuntsmanMBA.com. That's HuntsmanMBA.com. I'm Scott Hammond. Hope to see you in one of our classes.
You're dialed into Utah's Morning News. Smart. When you head home today, turn KSL back up. This is Jeff Kaplan, and we have the latest from Utah's Capitol Hill. Coronavirus, traffic, stocks, my minute of news. All of it, we get you back home. 3 to 7 on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Coming up on 629, Triple Team Traffic is again brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. How about now, Andy?
First delay starting to appear, 5600 West, as we wait for a train just north of California Avenue. That's the only slowing I can see on city streets in the Salt Lake Valley. I-15 and I-80 out of Tooele also in great shape to start us off. Eric?
Drivers northbound on the 215 eastbound are finding it good. Going up to I-80 and Foothill Drive, you got no problems heading west on I-80 through Sugar House over to the freeway. I-15, Utah County, no trouble there. Heather?
Also, a great commute through Weber and Davis County, even Box Elder County up by the Idaho border. A little bit later this afternoon, we're expecting some rain up through northern Idaho, but right now, or northern Utah near Idaho, and right now all the roads are dry, no accidents. Alta Bank is Utah's largest community bank. Join us each Friday here on KSL for Alta Banking, weekly business talk geared toward elevating your financial future. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. And let's take a look at that forecast for today. Back over to you, Grant.
56 today with a mix of sun and clouds, some showers tonight, and then more showers tomorrow, 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
You're listening to Utah's Morning News with Tim Hughes and Amanda Dixon on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good morning, KSL News Time now, 6:30.
It's 41 degrees.
Freeways all looking good as we start the morning drive. I'm Andy Farnsworth.
Our top story this half hour, a West Valley school has been closed indefinitely 2 weeks after the Magna earthquake caused some serious damage.
KSL News Radio's John Wojcik joins us live with the story, John.
Amanda, Westlake STEM Junior High is being deemed a restricted building after inspectors found structural damage inside. According to Clint Meekum, Salt Lake County Emergency Management Division Chief, the damage includes some ceilings that are caved in and rubble in the hallways. Officials are still determining whether the building is a total loss or if it can be repaired, meaning that it's unclear whether the building will ever open again. So even if COVID-19 school closures lift on May 1st, students won't be back to Westlake anytime soon. Now, if the school is deemed a total loss and must be rebuilt, Ben Horsley with the Granite School District says that could take at least a year or two, so officials are now looking for some off-site locations where students could be relocated in the meantime. Live, John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
2 weeks ago this morning, a 5.7 magnitude earthquake hit in Magna. Yesterday, a 6.5 magnitude quake hit north of Boise, Idaho. Seismologist Keith Coper says the good news is the two quakes do not appear to be related.
6.5 could very well happen somewhere along the Wasatch Fault. And if it did, that is very different from the earthquake we just had.
Coper says a 6.5 quake is about 16 times more powerful than the one we experienced at 5.7.
The state of Utah is launching a website to answer your questions about earthquakes.
Earthquakes.utah.gov has advice about what to do during an earthquake. You know, drop cover and hold on. But what if you want to know about seismic retrofitting your house or how to be better prepared before an emergency? The website's got you covered. Why did the state launch it? There's been a lot of questions from Utahns following this month's quake in Magna, and putting scientific and practical information in one spot, including how to talk to a relative that's still shaken up, as well as links to report damage, could help people while cutting down on all the phone calls. Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The coronavirus. In-depth coverage on KSL News Radio.
Looking like missionaries will get a choice on when they go back out into the field. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards is live with more. Mary?
Tim, thousands of Latter-day Saint missionaries will be released temporarily, but have the choice to be reinstated either as soon as these pandemic conditions allow, or they can have 12 to 18 months after the decision. These are the American and Canadian missionaries who had to come back from other countries. It's more than 19,800. Newly called missionaries can also choose to delay. All of this was released last night by church leaders. They say that missionaries have until April 30th to decide on their plans. Those who were released for medical reasons have an honorable release. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Experts say it's just a projection and it can be changed. KSL's top national stories this hour with Sean Michael Lyle, live at the KSL National News Desk.
Amanda, the White House coronavirus team is projecting a death toll from the outbreak from 100 to 240,000 Americans. Dr. Deborah Birx hopes for better.
Because that's not assuming 100% of every American does everything that they're supposed to be doing.
But if everyone pitches in, she believes the toll could be much lower. Half the U.S. coronavirus cases and more than half the deaths in the New York tri-state area. Mayor Bill de Blasio watched as the U.S. Tennis Center transitioned into a 350-bed hospital.
I'm looking forward to the day when this is going to be a place for tennis again, but in the meantime, I'm inspired by the fact that people are stepping up.
Hospitalizations are now beginning to slow in New York City. The United Nations Secretary General calling for a global ceasefire so everyone can focus on the pandemic. Antonio Guterres calls coronavirus the worst crisis since World War II.
We are slowly moving in the right direction, but we need to speed up and we need to do much more.
He fears the pandemic could trigger instability in many countries. Coronavirus coverage every 30 minutes on KSL News Radio. And today is Census Day. Where you live on April 1st is used to provide federal funding for your community, along with congressional representation. One-third of Americans have already completed the survey online. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Sean Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.
KSL weather now with Grant Wayman. Kind of an unsettled day on tap for the Wasatch on this Wednesday.
We've got a storm system coming in. It is going to bring in some showers, rain or snow showers this evening, and it is going to be cooling down. So today we're in the mid-50s. We do cool down tomorrow with highs in the 40s. Then we're not done with stormy weather yet. Looks like more stormy weather will return late in the day Saturday, leading into Sunday and Monday as it cools once again and more showers move in.
Grant says those showers could continue into Tuesday, and that's going to drop our high temperatures back into the 40s, more than 10 degrees cooler than normal for this time of year.
Coming up on KSL, growing calls to close the Grand Canyon because of the pandemic.
And we'll check your triple team traffic.
Speed's been good on I-15. Dry conditions going into the canyons, which has been good to and from Park City as well. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 6:35.
It's nearly time for the much-anticipated 190th Annual General Conference of The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Listen at home. Just say, Alexa, play KSL News Radio.
Donate your car to Charity Hotline. This is Guido. Roger.
Hi, Roger, I'd like to donate my car.
Yeah, good. Leave the keys in it, park it on the street, and we'll send a thug. Tow.
Where's your office?
In New Jersey, where you want it to be.
Well, Roger, yeah. I want to make sure my donation helps Utah kidney patients.
It will.
Which ones?
Well, does it matter?
Yes, I want the money to stay in Utah.
And boy, have you got the wrong number.
If you want your car donation to help people here in Utah, turn your car into a kidney car for the National Kidney Foundation of Utah and Idaho. Hi, this is Luz Lewis Perez. Kidney Cars is the Beehive State's number one choice for charity car donation since 1990. When you donate your car to Kidney Cars, funding stays in Utah to help local Utah kidney patients and funds local medical research. Kidney Cars gets donors the highest tax deduction, along with free towing. Visit towcars.org and learn more. That's towcars with a K, like kidney. That's TOWKARS.org.
With the uncertainty of today's economic outlook for retirees, there's never been a more critical time to consider a reverse mortgage than now. You see, when you add your house into your financial mix, you might just find out your economic outlook isn't as bleak as you think. From reducing your monthly expenses, increasing your monthly cash flow, or just simply having an extra bucket of money as a resource, a reverse mortgage may just be the ticket to a happier, more secure retirement. After a lifetime of work, maybe it's time you let the equity in your home do the heavy lifting. If you or someone you know could benefit from these resources, give Reverse Freedom a call and they'll show you all your options. To get a free reverse mortgage analysis from Reverse Freedom right here in Utah, call 801-921-HOME. 801-921-HOME. Call Reverse Freedom right now at 801-921-HOME or visit reversefreedom.com. NMLS number 1382816.
As we start this morning together, just want to take a second and say thank you to all of you that have sort of stepped outside of your comfort zone to help maybe neighbors, certainly family members, or people you don't even know. It was pointed out yesterday that from the economic fallout already of this pandemic, hundreds of thousands of Americans are asking for help for the first time, but many more thousands of Americans are stepping up to the plate to help. And we're going to try and highlight some of those situations out there throughout the morning, certainly here on Utah's Morning News.
Some shelves are bare at a national chain, not because they're sold out, but because they're giving it away.
It's a lot of personal protective equipment.
44 million of those nitrile gloves, a couple hundred thousand of the N95 masks, and tens of thousands of face shields.
Harbor Freight sells tools and hardware. Director of Communications Craig Hoffman says they're in 1,000 communities across the country, 11 stores in Utah. Harbor Freight is taking all that PPE inventory and giving it to hospitals.
When we heard about the need, we did what we felt we had to do, which was pull everything off of the shelves, stop selling them, put them in our warehouse in a separate area, and then reach out to all the local hospitals across the country.
Todd Fuchs, KSL News Radio.
The Grand Canyon National Park has its first case of coronavirus, and now there are some calls to close the entire park. It's a hospitality worker who lived at a dorm and worked at one of the lodges. The federal government would have to approve that closure. The Navajo Nation nearby the East Rim has seen 5 deaths and nearly 150 coronavirus cases.
KSL News Time is 6:39. Let's get a look at Triple Team Traffic, which is brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
Amanda, a nice start for drivers through the Salt Lake Valley, whether you're taking I-15, 215, or the 21st South Freeway. Bangor are so far a little bit heavy in parts of West Valley, but so far no delays. Eric?
Northbound in Utah County from Santa Quinta and Payson all the way up to Lehigh and Point of the Mountain. It's in good shape right now. No crashes along the way. And Redwood Road traffic north out of Saratoga Springs also in good shape going to the county line. Heather?
No accidents on I-15 southbound from Ogden to Salt Lake. US 89 in great shape. No delays there and no problems getting into Hill Air Force Base. Spend family time learning about the Savior and helping children prepare for Easter with Symbols of Easter Quiet Bag, just $19.99. On sale now at Siegel Book and SiegelBook.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. It's a slight chance of showers, but still a chance, according to Grant.
Mix of sun and clouds, 56 today. Some showers possible tonight. More showers tomorrow at 45. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
What were we, 52 or 53 yesterday? At this time, it's 41 degrees to start this hour.
So today is April 1st, beginning of a new month. It is the crucial month in terms of the coronavirus. That's according to the U.S. Surgeon General. We'll hear what he had to say this morning on Good Morning America to Robin Roberts. That's coming up in a moment on KSL News Radio.
Look forward to the information coming your way next at 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. Thanks again this morning for starting your day with Tim and Amanda on Utah's News Station.
And turbulent markets have us all wondering what the future holds and how long it will be before life returns to normal. As we adjust to new terms like social distancing and working from home, at Cadell Investments, we're taking steps to accommodate your financial questions and concerns. We've ramped up our efforts to allow for more phone as well as video consultations to help answer your questions about the options you have, even in these falling markets. There's no reason for you to sit by and watch money leak out of your accounts. This has become a health emergency, and we need to take the steps to keep ourselves safe. But this does not have to be a financial emergency that damages your outlook for retirement. We are here to help. So call and set up your video or phone consultation. 801-839-4939. That's 801-839-4939. Investment advisory services offered through Cadell Investments, LLC, a registered investment advisor. UT Insurance License Number 44601.
My daughter Bailey was only 17 when she was killed by a distracted driver. People must realize we hold each other's lives in our hands when we're behind the wheel. There's nothing else like it. When could our attention possibly matter more but when we have the power to save lives or to lose them? And the difference is only seconds, and the consequences, a lifetime.
A message from Zero Fatalities.
And here's Brant Bergstrom on the first tee, making his triumphant return from shoulder surgery.
I'm sure he's anxious to get that first swing in the bag.
Mm. Oh, and the ball is crushed up the left side. Oh.
My, that is unbelievable distance.
No matter how it happened, Caliber Collision makes it like it never did. With high-quality repairs, faster than ever, we restore the rhythm of your life. Caliber Collision.
I believe he hit the green.
The green station wagon. Yeah, that one. That's awful.
What's calling you? At Weber State University, you'll find opportunities and support to pursue paths that spark your passion. From arts to aerospace to serving others, they've got you. And you won't make the climb alone. You'll find people to help you succeed. Weber State University is your opportunity to meet and change the world. It could be your next step after religious or military service. Flexible programs and stackable credentials keep you moving ever upward without losing credits or time, which means you can do what works for you. Start with your certificate or associate's degree. Travel or move right into your bachelor's program. You can come back for your master's or go for the summit and earn your doctorate in nursing practice. With Weber State's low tuition and generous financial aid, the climb is even easier, and a quality education is within your reach. Can't wait to get started? Summer registration is open today. Visit weber.edu/pursuit. Weber State University. Your pursuit starts here.
Dave and Eugenovic.
An action-packed 9 o'clock hour of the Dave and Dujanovic Show. First up, the CDC Director, Dr. Robert Redfield, to answer a ton of our questions. Followed up by former Health and Human Services Secretary Mike Leavitt, who will join us right after. Today on Dave and Dujanovic.
Dave and Dujanovic, of course, coming up this morning at 9 o'clock. And as you're hunkered down out there this morning, if you just need somebody to chat with, we always look forward to hearing from you on the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. Here's the number, 57500. KSL News Time, 644. The three things you need to know this hour. First, more than a dozen new COVID-19 testing machines are on the way to Utah. They'll drastically reduce the wait time for test results, as the state wants to test up to 7,000 people per day.
Second, not a lot of damage has been reported so far after a 6.5 earthquake struck central Idaho yesterday. It could be the second strongest quake ever recorded in Idaho.
Third, keeping an eye on your drive, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender.
Freeways are all moving at the full speed limits. A few city streets starting to see some increased volumes, but nothing that you need to avoid yet or add travel time. I'm Andy Farnsworth in the KSL Traffic Center.
Mix of sun and clouds are up to 56. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
41 downtown.
With KSL's top national stories.
Stay-at-home orders and the White House announcing that COVID-19 could take as many as 240,000 lives in the U.S. alone. The Trump administration is urging Americans they must take this seriously. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo says the state is still scrambling to get hold of tens of thousands of ventilators that are badly needed and that his staff are bidding against other states on eBay for the machines. Nationwide, the Army Corps of Engineers racing to build more than 300 field hospitals. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams appeared on Good Morning America just a short time ago talking about how important this month of April is to the country when it comes to slowing the pandemic.
Here's a portion of the interview with Robin Roberts.
The original 15 days was designed to slow the spread and for us to have time to reassess. And we learned some good things and some bad things. The bad things that we learned are that there are places across the country, no place has been spared, no state has been spared from the spread of this disease. But the good news is when you look at places like Washington, when you look at places like California that aggressively mitigated and social distanced, they were able to level and flatten their curves. And so we're looking at this next 30 days as an opportunity for the entire country to really understand if we do the right things, then we can flatten our curves in our own different areas and actually get to the other side. You ask, is 30 days going to be enough? Well, it will be for some places. It won't be for others, depending on where they are on their curve. But the most important thing to know is that if you are aggressive about mitigation, you can get through to the other side. And usually in about 3 weeks or so to hit your peak and start to see cases come down.
That is the hope. You were talking about how stay at home, but you know that's not the case all across the country. There are some states that have not issued that, like in Florida. Do you believe that more governors need to have stricter guidelines in their states about staying at home?
Well, what we want everyone to do is to look at these 30 days to stop the spread guidelines, including social distancing, staying 6 feet away from one another, including limiting large gatherings. We trust the governors and the mayors to understand their people and understand whether or not they feel like they can trust the people in their states to make the right decisions. And you see that many governors have said, look, we don't want to take any chances. We're going to ask people to shelter in place. But the most important thing is, regardless of how you do it in your state, you should encourage and enable as many people as possible to stay at home, including providing them social supports so that they can do the right things. And that's why that bill that was passed last week was so incredibly important. We don't want people to feel like they're going to lose their job or miss out on opportunities to be able to support their families because they're doing the right things.
Dr. Adams,
we're
going to
get through this, though, Robin. We really will. And the good news, like I said, is Washington, Italy, as you all mentioned earlier, even in New York, we're seeing acceleration slow down. I feel confident that we can get through to the other side if we all cooperate and do our part together.
That's the Surgeon General, Dr. Jerome Adams, who appeared this morning on Good Morning America, speaking with Robin Roberts on the In-Depth at 15 and 45.
6:49. Let's get another look at how the roads are doing this morning. Just got a text from somebody saying there are quite a few people on the road, actually, Andy, and that they're driving rather fast, between 75 and 85 miles an hour. Before you comment, I need to say that this is brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, equal housing lender. All right.
It's probably because the volume is a little lighter than it has been over the last few months, but here are a couple of spots that are busy. Redwood, 5400 South, one of those intersections. Bangor getting a little thick in parts of West Valley, but I-15, 215, and 201 all at the full speed limit. Eric?
500 West in Provo. Looks a little bit busy at 300 South. That's as you head north. But once you make the turn and it turns into State Street going up into Orem, that's all in good shape all the way up to American Fork. I-15 Utah County, northbound, southbound, no problems. Heather?
Same story through Weber and Davis County. Good speeds, not a whole lot of congestion anywhere. Things are a little bit busy out in West Point, especially on 300 North, but not enough to cause any type of delay, no matter which direction you're traveling this morning. Zero Res is reducing their rates to help as many people as they can. Schedule with Zero Res right now for just $25 per room. Hi, online at ZeroRes.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. And boy, we start off on the warm side. Does it stay that way for the 7-day forecast? Let's get details with you, Grant.
Partly cloudy, 56 today. Some showers possible tonight and then more showers tomorrow. It's cooler tomorrow with a high of 45. Mix of sun and clouds Friday. We're up 52. Partly cloudy Saturday up to 59. A few more showers late that day. Showers on Sunday and a high of 61. More showers Monday, 57. Clouds, showers Tuesday, 48. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, downtown, it's 41 degrees.
You know, we haven't talked a lot about this, but the Olympic flame, the torch relay, which we, you know, were such so involved with, obviously, in 2002, was already underway when the announcement came that it was going to be delayed. So the Olympic flame is still out there somewhere in Japan right now. They said it will be on display until the end of April in Japan's northeastern region of Fukushima. The public will have limited access to view the flame. Organizers hope to limit the crowd size, obviously, because of coronavirus. It arrived in Japan from Greece on March 20th. And then, of course, the announcement was made that it was going to be delayed. So there's big question marks now about, I mean, obviously, you're not going to have the torch on the run for the next year, are you?
No, I wouldn't think so.
Yeah. So
that's a lot of running.
Yeah, they're trying to make the decisions on where it goes next and how they keep that flame going for the next year before the Olympics actually come about in Tokyo. It'll be kind of interesting to follow the story.
You said something yesterday, Tim, that I hadn't thought about, that with the Olympics delayed until the summer of 2021, that they're only 6 months before the Winter Olympics. So I thought, will there be any Olympic burnout? Now, I am an Olympic geek, so for me, I don't think so. I think I won't feel so sad that I have to wait 2 whole years until my next Olympic experience. But perhaps for some other people, it will feel differently.
Well, remember your Olympic history. It used to happen that way every time. It wasn't until, I'd have to do the research, but a few years ago, relatively few, that they split it and did it every 2 years to try and keep the Olympic spirit going more often. But we used to do summer and winter in the same year all the time. The bigger question mark about 2021 and 2022, the Winter Games return to China.
China.
And
it'll be right next door.
Beijing. And with the, you know, all of the coronavirus stories of the day, it starts to raise some questions about, I mean, obviously, we all hope this thing will be done long before then, but it raises questions about the readiness, again, for the Winter Games coming around in 2022. It's something we're going to follow as a part of being a part of this Olympic family from our experiences of 2002. We'll come back. We'll see what's happening in the money news next. The market's having a tough go of it so far on the futures.
Hi, Matt with True Wrench Carpet Cleaning here. Cleaning has become more important than it has ever been. We all have been given great guidelines from the CDC. If your surfaces are dirty, clean them. Cleaning carpeted floors, rugs, upholstery, and tile floors is a great step for all of us to take. We're aware of concerns surrounding COVID-19. We are taking the necessary steps here at True Wrench to keep you and our employees safe. If you've been thinking about having your office or home cleaned, or they just need it, call us today. We have amazing specials right now. We will clean 4 rooms of carpet for only $99. That's 4 rooms for $99. Call 801-226-6827. 801-226-6827. That's 801-226-6827. We're in this together. Keep things clean. True Rinse. Better rents,
better clean.
Hi, Doug Wright. Over the past several weeks, you've heard me talk about Living Scriptures streaming, including On the Movie Show, where you could get the full library, 3,000 titles free until April 6th. The folks at Living Scriptures, they recognize the emotional toll that staying safe, staying home is having on some families. So until April 6th, the entire catalog is free to non-subscribers, no credit card required. This is a great gift to your family. You can stream all of your favorite feature-length films for Latter-day Saints, including The Fighting Preacher, a personal favorite of mine, back on the free lineup. Celebrate the Restoration with wonderful movies, and The Work and the Glory is now the 16th film on the first vision in this collection. Plus, Living Scriptures has content to aid in the weekly Come Follow Me family study. All you have to do, go to livingscriptures.com/gift and sign up for your free access. Do that right now. And if you didn't have a chance to see Heart of Africa before the theaters closed, well, for about the price of a movie ticket, if you could buy a movie ticket, you can rent or own The Heart of Africa. See it at home. Get it now. livingscriptures.com.
This is Jeff Stout with Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple. At Fink & McGregor, we do mortgages full-time. That's all we do. We don't sell other goods or services to our customers. We don't share information. We just do mortgages for those who need them. This is not true of banks or credit unions. Banks and credit unions are necessary in this day and age, but not for your mortgage. When you specialize in something, you just do it better. That's why we keep our focus in one place. If you feel like your bank is taking too long, if you feel like they are charging too much, if you feel like they are giving you the runaround, or if you feel like you just don't matter to them, I invite you to try us. You'll be glad you did. Fink & McGregor, Mortgages Made Simple, 801-264-9494. That's 264-9494. Or on the web at finkmcgregor.com. That's finkmcgregor.com.
All right, before we watch Utah's money, here's the answer to my own question. I asked when the Olympics made the switch and split winter and summer games every other or every 2 years. 1992. Up until that point, they were always held in the same year. All right, watching Utah's money, brought to you by UCCU, Love Where You Bank. A survey of small businesses around the country finds 87% are hurting because of the pandemic. But the Wallet Hub survey also found 79% of business owners think that minimizing the spread of COVID-19 is more important than reopening the economy.
Futures are down this morning. Dow futures down 732. That's 3.4 tenths. S&P futures down 84. That's a 3.25. NASDAQ futures down 206. That's 2.6%.
Traffic and weather coming up next.
Subscribe to KSL's daily Three Things You Need to Know newsletter. Every weekday, we promise to deliver quality and high-value content to your inbox. No ads, no spam, no fake news. Just the top three things you need to know to stay informed about the world and community around you. Subscribe today. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com or text the word inbox to 57500. That's inbox to 57500.
Do you know who your financial advisor is working for? Maybe it's time to find out. New Millennium Group is a registered investment advisory, which means they work for you, and as fiduciaries, are legally bound to serve your best interest above their own. Advisors working for retail banks are held to a suitability standard, meaning their first legal obligation is to protect the interest of the banks they work for, not yours. The team at New Millennium Group is more concerned about protecting your savings than allowing you to risk more than you'd like to in the stock market. It's more important than ever to be in control of your financial life and to have someone by your side who cares about your future as much as you do. If you're not sure who your financial advisor is working for or are feeling unsure about your nest egg, call New Millennium Group today at 888-999-6370. That's 888-999-6370. Or visit them online at yournewmillenniumgroup.com. That's yournewmillenniumgroup.com. To schedule a phone call or online meeting.
Time this morning for Utah Gives Back, a story about Utahns helping those in need with Select Health's Community Relations Manager, Greg Reed.
As the news about the novel coronavirus or COVID-19 grows, it's important to know how to protect yourself and your family. This will also protect you from other respiratory illnesses and viruses such as the flu and the common cold. The most important safety measure is proper hand hygiene with soap and water numerous times daily. The daily habit includes washing with soap and warm water for 20 seconds every time. You can use an alcohol-based hand sanitizer if soap and water is not available. Make sure that the hand sanitizer is not replacing your regular hand washing routine. Also, avoid touching your face and eyes as much as possible. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. If you are sick yourself, stay home, cover your mouth and nose with a tissue when you cough or sneeze, then toss it in the garbage and wash your hands. If you have to, cough or sneeze into your upper sleeve or elbow and not directly into your hands. For more information, visit coronavirus.utah.gov. That's coronavirus.utah.gov. Select Health recognizes that staying healthy is another example of how Utah gives back.
Utah Gives Back, brought to you by Select Health, your local not-for-profit health insurance company.
6:59, Triple Team Traffic, brought to you by Mountain America Home Equity Loans, Equal Housing Lender. And back over to you, Andy.
And we're all clear through the Salt Lake Valley on freeways, I-15, 215, and 21st South. Yet to see any real volume increase. Some slowing on 56th West right now. It's between California Avenue and the railroad tracks, and really only the backup is northbound. Eric?
Not bad along the Wasatch Back this morning. Northbound from Heber City on US 40 up to I-80. You've got pretty dry roads and normal speeds down Utah County. I-15 also is looking pretty good from Spanish Fork Springville up to Point of the Mountain. Heather?
It's problem-free through Weber and Davis counties as well. No delays on I-15, US 89, or Legacy Parkway, and no accidents reported. Over the past 22 years, Fieldstone Homes has built over 5,000 homes in Utah. Personalize your new home today. Visit fieldstonehomes.com. Fieldstone Homes, Utah's home builder. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Might get a little rain this afternoon, just a slight chance.